Today in History, August 2nd, 1491. The time allowed for Jews in Spain to either convert or leave the country had expired. Many of the Jews of Andalusia were brought to Ottoman lands in galleys belonging to Kemal Reis, the uncle of Piri Reis. They settled mainly in Istanbul and also in Salonika, Edirne, and Bursa. The Jews found peace, security, and well-being in Islamic lands. The only place they could seek refuge was in the affection of Muslims. The Ottoman Sultan Bayezid II, who welcomed the refugees, said in a command to provincial governors, "The Spanish Jews must be welcomed with all sincerity rather than being turned away, and those who mistreat the migrants or allow the slightest harm to come to them will be punished by death." Among the migrating Jews were people who had previously served the state in Spain, and these found employment in the court, in various spheres, but particularly in diplomacy and finance. The way that well-educated Jews took their place in the upper ranks of the Ottoman Empire as it began its period of growth further accelerated that development. The Jews brought the first printing press to the Ottoman Empire in 1493. They thus made a huge contribution to education in the empire. This hospitality and affection are required by the moral values of the Quran. Allah further enhanced the power of the Ottoman state in the face of that fine hospitality. Allah describes sincere Jews, known as the people of the book, in these words in the Quran: "They are not all the same. There is a community among the people of the book who are upright. They recite Allah's signs throughout the night and they prostrate. They have faith in Allah and the last day, and enjoin the right and forbid the wrong, and compete in doing good. They are among the righteous. You will not be denied the reward for any good thing you do. Allah knows those who have piety."